actually kind of gets to her attention. Bam.
We'd like to bring the meeting to order tonight. Mr. Crawford, would you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Could you please rise? Face the flag. Follow me. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. There was no action taken in closed session. Student representative to the Board of Trustees, Kathy Vang.
Hello, everybody. I'll be starting off with Marysville High School's report. So January was a busy month, but all went well. Our first event, the Pack the House basketball game, had a high student attendance. When the week of homecoming arrived, you could find many students dressed according to the spirit days, especially Decades Day. Royalty voting was successful, and the winner was crowned at the homecoming ceremony on the 9th. Also, during January, we did a school-wide Seize Candy fundraiser, which had a very good turnout for all classes in our ASB group. February. Our next activity is our blood drive at the end of the week, February 15th. This drive has a high participation rate, similar to our other drives, and has been advertised around school campus for a little over a week. Sign-ups began last Friday and will continue through Wednesday and lunch. The next day, Friday the 16th, there will be a lunchtime activity held by our rally commissioners to provide a fun game or competition to entertain students on the streets. Next week is FFA week. Our FFA students will hold a truck show, a cornhole competition, and have booths set up for the Agriculture Career Day. There will also be a FFF theme dress-up days. The final week of February is Kindness Week. The leadership class will be divided into four groups and have the task of holding a lunchtime activity in light of the kindness to a specific group of people, places, or things. These will be held on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. On Wednesday, the leadership students will be delivering personal notes of appreciation to the staff. For Lyndhurst High School's board report, the leadership class is recently holding, had recently held our fifth annual Blazer Multi Awards Rally. The BMA's purpose was to recognize our students and their achievements, whether it was academically, socially, or athletically. This event occurred last Friday, February 9th, in the gymnasium. The rally went well, really smoothly, and all students were able to enjoy it and was appreciated for the hard work and efforts. Also, I hope you all enjoyed your time there, if you did attend. So, on the same week, we had our blood drive, of our second one in the year. So it was held on February 8th. It was coordinated by our chapter of the CSF in collaboration with Blood Source. Also, our academic decathlon team went up against Marysville High School and our Wheatland High School. The winner was crowned champions of Yuba County and moved on to the state competition in March. Our team members, Paola Soto, carry on, Lina Gonzalez, Araceli Rodriguez, Ineli Guerra Hernandez, Marisa Huerta, Skylar Newsom, Maya Gonzalez, and Jacqueline Vasquez have been working hard towards this since May 2017. They have spent countless hours writing and delivering speeches, practicing interviewing skills, and generally becoming experts on everything Africa. Also, we would like to congratulate our robotics team, female drivers Tori Siller and Sierra Herman for winning the Excellence Award and ranked fourth at the NorCal Rumble last weekend. They have also qualified to compete at the California State Championship. We also want to give a shout out to Mario, Debbie, Sammy, John, and Anna for putting their hardest effort. Also, Mr. Kearns and Ryan Ledesma for being outstanding referees in the tournament. So far, the team has qualified robots to compete in the States this year. Our leadership class is currently planning for a Powder Puff Carnival community event that is slowly approaching on March 29th. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kathy. Next, we have a school report, Marysville High School. Mrs. Matthews.
Good evening. First, I want to thank you for the opportunity to present to you tonight. We appreciate the time to present a little bit about what's going on at Marysville High and also share our WASC report. But before we begin, I'd like to introduce a few people that I brought with me that have a tremendous impact on how things work at Marysville High. First, Assistant Principal Amy Eggleston, Assistant Principal Luke Browning, and two of our amazing teachers, Mrs. Mandy Eshman and Mr. Steve White. So you'll get to see and hear from them in a bit. I know. I like to say the Mr. and Mrs. So you have our board report, which was 2 pages, and you have our WASC report, which was several more. And so hopefully, as you look at the report, if you have questions, I'm happy to answer them. You can come and see me about the data. The report is a compilation of data and reporting and narration from the last full WASC visit, which was in 2014. So what we've done is created a mid-cycle report that takes us through February. WASC will be visiting Marysville High School exactly the same days it is Lyndhurst, March 18th through the 20th. So this is a mid-cycle report. We'll have a full-cycle report again in 3 more years. So just to summarize. But hopefully more interesting than hearing me summarize the report to you, I asked a couple of kids to help me talk about things that are going on with WASC and with our with school in general. So, Dan, and I have to tell you, they recorded this morning. So,
welcome to Marysville High School's presentation of how we are succeeding in the Indian Way. My name is Corinne Matthews.
And I'm Zach Anderson, and we are here to highlight some of the things we have been working on this 2017 to 2018 school year.
The mission of Marysville High School is that all students learn at a high level to ensure college or career readiness. All decisions made here at MHS are focused on our vision and are strongly aligned with our mission. This holds true to our WASC Action Plan goals, which are to work collaboratively, make positive decisions, and improve implementation of the 21st century technology and skills. Our mid-cycle WASC Visiting Committee will be on site March 18th through the 20th to review our progress since their 2014 visit. We would like to extend this invitation to Dr. Todd and the board members to meet the Visiting Committee on March 18th at 3 p.m.
The vision of Marysville High School is to become a model collaborative learning community. Through our Indian Way of being respectful, responsible, and healthy, our learning community members will be lifelong learners who can communicate effectively and think critically. The California Department of Education released the new dashboard for school accountability in December of 2017. The dashboard indicates how high schools measure up in areas of career and college readiness. These indicate successes being made in the areas of improvement, which can be focused on. The MHS staff has created a set of school-wide SMART goals to increase student preparedness in all areas. These goals are to ensure that once we leave high school, we are ready to take on the real world.
Marysville High School has been working with the district office to align courses into career technical pathways that will provide us with opportunities to explore and develop career skills. In the next 2 years, we will have a chance to choose classes such as ag mechanics, animal science, ornamental horticulture, photography and graphic design, and small business development. Personally, I'm interested in animal science.
At the end of our video presentation, we have two of our favorite teachers there, Mr. White and Ms. Eshman, to give a brief presentation on our school's work with professional learning communities and the concerted efforts to enhance our school's culture. We have been seeing some pretty cool changes being made here that makes us see our fellow students and teachers in a different light. We would like to thank all of you for your time and presence today. And once again, we hope to see you at MHS soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Till I said that I will always come back to you. And even in the meantime, I will always stand by there on the shelf. Call you in the nighttime, call you in the daytime, can't forsake you.
How we all doing? Good?
Great,
just dude. Happy to be here like me, huh? Okay. All right. Well, Mrs. Matthews asked me, I've dived headfirst into this PLC process thing, and I've already started this semester using it in economics. We've had a Maria Nielsen came and we had a training session, then we did one of our own where our team, social science team, got together at Marysville High School over the Christmas break and worked for 6 hours to continue what we were doing. What's really nice, I'll start off with the social science department. What's really nice is we're closer than we have ever been before. We have three new teachers that have been there, one this year, one last year, and one the year before, I think. We would have department meetings, but there were a lot of nothing, okay? We started the collaboration process, and now every single time we get together, the team acts as one. We support each other. We've got our norms and our rules, and everybody follows them. This is my 20th year at Marysville High School, and I've never had a department like this that worked together like this one does. So that's one gold star for the PLC process. Now, looking at it in the classroom, I teach mostly economics this semester, so I started at the very beginning and I explained to the kids what the PLC process was and how we were going to slow things down. The old way for me, being a semester course and a 24 chapter book and 15 weeks to do it, pick and choose, right? So I picked and chose the things that I thought were the most, but still it was a lecture a day, it was note-taking every day, it was, you know, this, and then within a week we'd have a test. So it was wham, bam, bam, all the just constant throughout the thing, very heavy pace. I noticed that the test scores weren't all that good, okay? I don't know if it's the fact that they're not studying, or to be honest with you, now that I've slowed it down, I think it's because I was going too fast. Okay, it's too bad I didn't have this PLC thing 19 years ago. It would have been different. So we've slowed it down, and now I'm doing one section a week maybe, okay, where I lecture and they take notes, and the rest of the time, it's primary sources, it's research, reading, and writing. Okay, that's the big push with Common Core, and that's what I've done. The kids all seem to like it. Last week, after we had our first unit test in economics, I asked the students, I took a survey, raise of hands, and of the 160 plus students that I have, only one student liked doing it the old way, and he's one of those that needs to stay busy all the time, okay? I went and checked his grades and informed him the next day, he was the only one that said I liked it the old way better. Well, this year, he has a B. This time, last semester, in civics, he had just above a D. All right, when I explained that to him, he wanted to take his answer back, and he goes, I like this way better. Okay, really, the students have bought into it, and the rigor is more. What the things that they have to do, there's just a lot more to it. It's just not listening to me, you know, drone on and on about economics, which, poor kids, you know, but it's just a lot more hands-on stuff now, and it's because of the PLC. I've been to two of the conferences, and I'm in part with the management team, you know, planning what we're going to be doing and how we're going to collaborate and things, and I've got nothing but good things to say about it. I really, really do. I really can't wait until the rest of the school gets on board. You know, it's a slow process, you know, the trainings and then having to get your power standards and do everything that you have to do and then sit down and do your pacing. But we've had a great time as a department. We've gotten to know each other better. We're not so independent anymore. We rely on each other a lot more, and I think that's very, very important for teachers to do. For all my life, I've kind of been teaching isolated, and I talk to my team members, you know, when we have a meeting or whatever, but now it's constantly every day. I'm going into somebody's room, they're coming into mine, and we're bouncing things off of each other, what works and what doesn't. We're not all on the same page yet, because I'm the only one that teaches a semester course. Everybody else is year-long courses, so they've got more planning to do. But they're all looking forward to jumping on board. Grades, I've noticed, are about 20% higher than they were this time last year. And that's good. That's multiple choice. That could be a lot of different reasons. But what impressed me the most is all my tests have a short answer essay question. I'd say roughly 25 to 30% of the students last semester wouldn't even attempt to answer it, okay? Now I've got about a 95% buy-in, and I could not believe the 25 out of 25 scores that I had. And I totally, I totally that's because of the PLC process and me slowing it down and having them delve deeper into what they're studying instead of just a rote memorization, bam, bam, test, boom, boom, next chapter, like that. I'm really, really glad to see this process come, and I'm really glad the district has embraced it. Because with it, I can see the next few years. I can't wait for 3 years. This is probably going to be my last WASC meeting, okay? But I think I'm going to come back just to listen in 3 years because I want to see how far they've come. You know, I mean, really, it's going to be a whole different ballgame. It really is. And so I want to thank the district, and I want to thank Mrs. Matthews and Amy and Luke, and I'll thank Mandy, too, because she's here. She was a student of mine. This is how far it's come. Okay, you know, I've got about 7 former students that work at the high school, and I love every minute of it. So, big fan of the PLC process, and look for more great things to come. Okay, thank you.
Hello. Steve did a really great job at kind of segueing to what I'm going to talk about, which is school culture. And something that our school has really turned around was looking at how school culture is defined. And we oftentimes look at our students to give us the answer to school culture, when really it is the teachers that help propel that. And so we started looking at our kind of our motto or our theme, and it was in this slideshow, is that relationships are everything, and a student is going to learn absolutely nothing from you if they don't have a rapport, if they don't have a positive interaction with you. And so we've kind of taken that and we've run with that. And so with that, we have now our opening week of school is our welcome week, and we have activities, and we really hit hard on our expectations and our procedures. Teachers are pretty streamlined in what we expect, because our three are be respectful, be responsible, and be healthy, which are really broad. But then teachers bring it into their classroom, and they use the same language, which is really nice for kids, especially ninth graders who are having a really hard time transitioning into a high school, that they're hearing the same language all the time. And by looking at teachers who are together and who are cohesive, it gives the students a more cohesive feel on campus. We also have wampum cards, which is what we give to students who are respectful, responsible, and healthy, and they turn those in and they get prizes. Every week we have a drawing, and 2 staff members have the pleasure of having lunch with a student, and we have, I think it's like 98% of our staff signed up for this. And it's volunteer, but it's a really great opportunity for our staff to meet students that they normally would not, because rarely are you ever matched up with the student that you actually have in class. I think of the 3 times that we've been doing this, I've never had a student that I've ever had in class before. And so having that conversation with a student that you normally wouldn't see is really, really powerful. Along with that, we have a board in our main hallway that Amy has made, and every time a student wins, we take their picture and we put it up there as a reminder of this is what you do when you're respectful, responsible, and healthy. We have now started Lawn Chair Fridays, so the staff gets together every Friday, and the students can see that we are a group, and it's okay that teachers get out of their classrooms once in a while and enjoy the sunshine. We have also hosted 3-on-3 basketball tournaments. Staff did that all on their own. We have cornhole tournaments. Our wood shop made how many, Steve?
Four
sets of cornhole, so they play them out on the street, because what we found is that kids tend to get into more trouble when there's a lot more time on their hands with nothing to do. So we decided that was a really great way for them to spend their time. And you saw up there ping pong. Steve hosts a lot of ping pong, which is really great. Again, it's a great way for staff and students to kind of interact on a different basis rather than just in the classroom. And then we also, this past year, were awarded the Silver School recognition through the PBIS process. And that is all tracked through the Swiss data system, and having our TFI, which is our tiered fidelity inventory, done on our school. And it's a really great award, because it kind of shows that we're going in the right direction, and the school really has made a really huge turnaround. And the fact that our students are really great students, and they always have been, they just didn't know what they needed to do. And now that they have this clear target, and like the PLC model says, like, students can hit a target that they can actually see. And by having those clear, focused expectations, our students hit them really, really well. I can remember when I first started 13 years ago, homecoming hallways would be ripped down before 8 a.m. And I, for the past 4 years, they've stayed up all day. Our posters that we've made have stayed up all day. And I know it doesn't sound like a lot, but the ones in the bathrooms are the most surprising. those have stayed up, and those are really great. So our staff has really jumped on board with the whole PLC process, and with that, we have just really, really turned around and really focused on those positive relationships with our students, and it's really been doing great work. So thank you.
So thank you for letting us take the time tonight, and I just want to extend an open invitation to come walk the campus, and it doesn't have to be on any of our schedules, it can be on your schedule, just check into the office, but please come and see, and if you have questions specific about the WASC report that you'd like to sit down with me or any of our lead teachers, I'm happy to do that at any time. So, okay, thank you.
Thank you, Siobhan. Is there any comments from board members?
I would like to say, first of all, thank you very, very much for the outstanding performance that you all do at Marysville High School. I'm a little bit partial because that was my school that I was at, that I retired from, but I pass by every now and then, well, a lot, and I just see such a good school fragrance, if I can say that, you know. And you all are doing such an amazing job, and I do hear about it, and I thank you all so very, very much for everything that you do there.
Thank you. Thank you. Any others?
It's hard to believe it was 1975 and a woman named Lester Joubert hired me to teach at Marysville High School, and it was quite an honor. And I ruined my suit because I was sweating so much during the interview. It was 110 degrees in the summer, and I had a wool suit, the only one I owned.
A wool suit and an afro.
Yeah, oh yeah, and I had a, believe it or not, full fern. Believe it or not, she did hire me. Good times. Steve, good to see you. Keep up the good work. Thank you.
That was when corporal punishment was okay.
You make us feel real old, Steve.
So I would just like to say thank you also. Oh, were you finished, Jim? I'm sorry.
That was just for Marysville High, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would just like to say that WASC is one of those things you live, it seemed like, all the time. If it's not doing a full WASC, it's doing the midterm review. And I just want to compliment you and your staff for what you've done for the midterm review. It's a lot of work, and the rest of your duties don't go away. So my compliments to you and your staff for what you've done. Any other comments for Marysville?
Yeah, I wanted to say, you know, I had four kids go through Marysville High, and sometimes I say, well, you know, they're really doing well now in spite of it. But I want you guys to know that I know you guys worked really hard, because, you know, I was a teacher too. And I know I'm not so worried about my kids. All four of those kids are really successful now. And but it's that over 50% of the kids that weren't quite proficient. You know, I want to be able to look back, you know, 10 years from now, 15 years from now, 25, 30 years, like my kids, and see them successful. And you guys are on the right path. You're doing it right. 25 years ago, I think there were teachers at Marysville that made a lot of mistakes in teaching their kids. But I think you guys, you know, better administrators and more, you know, cognizant administrators are more involved, and more programs where teachers are involved with each other. And I think you're on the right way, and I like where education's going, or where it can go. And I liked in your video, and it brought me back, you know, 50 plus years when I was in high school, and thinking, you know, how much things are the same, but they're also so different. You know, the education that kids have today has to be, you know, so much more technologically oriented to fit our society. Whereas when I was going to high school and finally college, you know, there's a lot of stuff that isn't there. Like, I used to have my sixth graders show me how to use my phone, you know? And I have a master's degree in computers. And the sixth graders would have to show me how to use my phone. And I just really have to commend you. I'm glad where you're going, and I will support you 100% in all of your endeavors to, you know, do the, you know, real-world teaching to get these kids into our world. You know, we need more vocational programs. You know, the kids are doing the academics. Don't really have to worry about them, but it's the kids that, when they leave Marysville, and the 15% of the kids that drop out or more that never make it across that with that diploma, those are the kids that we have to really, really prepare to, you know, for that lifelong learning. Thank you. Thank you. I'll get off my soapbox.
Thank you, Mr. Allison. Any other comments from Marysville? Comments from the board members? Mrs. Scott?
I would like to say that I had an opportunity again to go and visit Lyndhurst High School on Friday. And it was absolutely amazing. It was so good to see the kids that were acting in such a professional way that they've been taught to do when they have those type of school activities. And it was very, very nice to see that. I would also like to congratulate Mrs. Matthews as well as Eric Preston on last Thursday, I think that's where we're going so much now, for that outstanding performance that you received as well. And it was very, very nice, and you're so very much deserving. Thank you.
Mr. Davis?
Well, I'd like to just to concur with my colleague, Ms. Scott. The Lyndhurst folks put on quite a show. And that's why I'm wearing my little boutonniere that they gave us for their really cool assembly. And all those great kids that got recognition that, you know, may not seem that big to an outsider, but very, very important to those kids and to the teachers and the administrators that support them. It was very touching. And it was done classy. It was a little loud, but that's what it is. It's a celebration, and you expect to be loud. And but it, like Mrs. Scott said, it was just cool. And so really appreciate the effort that everybody put out there for that, because it looked professional. To those of us who just walked in, didn't know what it looked like otherwise. So really appreciate the invitation, and certainly appreciate the acknowledgement that you guys gave to those kids. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Allison. Mr. Fleury.
Yes. Siobhan, I wanted to congratulate you also. You received quite an honor in Eric Preston. You guys work hard like all our administrators. I wish there was more awards for our administrators, because it's a very hard job now to administrate a school. It's changed a lot, and you both deserve that. And for those that didn't notice, we were the only district that had board members attend, and it's been that way for several years. It was Marysville Unified. We'll have 4, 5, and the other districts don't have any. The Lyndhurst celebration was quite a show. And Mike was there. We had a table. They gave us a table with some board members. There was a couple from Marysville that were invited. Came. We got to visit with them. It's just what sees what's in the school. That's why I really enjoy going to these schools. I've said many, many times, we'll continue to say, you must inspect what you expect. How do you know what to expect if you're not inspecting? You have to be out, listen, see what's going on, and that was quite a show there. The academic decathlon, I judged the interviews, and that's, I think, 6th or 7th year I've done that, and it was amazing. Marysville won again, but all the kids did very well in the interview, and I was impressed. And the last thing I noticed on the agenda, we're promoting two of our maintenance workers that have done an outstanding job, Matt Hall and John Upton, and I'm glad to see that they're getting promoted. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lurie. Mr. Crawford.
Just one quick side note. For 10 years at least, Gay's always said, go through channels, Frank. So I go, okay, I did. I text her real quick, Gay, the girls, fifth grade Kynock restroom has no soap. And next day, I pick her up from school and she goes, Grandpa, what's going on? You must know somebody. So I go, yeah, I must. My teacher asked who you were, because of different last names. Thank you, Mrs. Todd. I did go through channels. It does work, believe it or not. A lot of soap. She's had soap ever since.
Funny.
Opportunity for employee organizations to address the board. Marysville Unified Teachers Association. Operating Engineers, Local Union Number 3. California School Employees Association Number 326 and 648. Association of Management and Confidential Employees. Supervisory Unit. Public Comments. We have no public comment cards. Superintendent's Report. Dr. Todd?
Thank you very much. This is the annual mid-year review of the LCAP that you all approved in June. And so we want to bring you up to date on where we are in implementing the items that were added. There's not a lot of change. You'll notice that in this particular slide, it hopefully looks familiar. It's the same one that you see every year. But the difference is we add the new items in the sequential order on the goal achievement. And we have three goals. Our first goal for the LCAP still is to provide learning opportunities that results in increased academic achievement and ensure quality classroom instruction for all students, including support systems which meet the needs of the targeted populations. If we go to the next slide, you'll notice nothing there that says 17-18. We'll go to the next one. Nothing on that one. Keep going. And then you'll see the highlighted. And what we have done here is to obviously highlight the 17-18 ongoing costs. There are two. You'll notice that the Air Force ROTC program is in full working order, and so you'll see the amount for that program allocated. We also added transportation dollars there because we do transport kids back and forth between Lyndhurst and Marysville. You'll notice that we have one elementary PE specialist position still vacant. That's not new. That was there from last year. Moving on. Again, nothing new on that page. Still with goal number one, we have the ongoing cost, which was to increase funding for the career technical education transportation as those funds dwindle from the Tri-County ROP program. We are increasing our budgets to cover those because those are essential elements to get those kids to and from those various programs. And then we've also added additional funding to maintain that baseline reduction of $207,000. Moving on. We did add one assistant principal this year at Yuba Gardens, and that, if you remember, is based on ed code and percentage of students to administrators, so we had the availability to add one more, and with their numbers at Yuba Gardens, it was well warranted to move forward with that one. We did add in goal number two, which is an item, but the goal itself is to enhance the current learning environment to ensure that our schools provide a physically and emotionally safe environment that is culturally responsive to all students. And we added a program that Jolie found, which is attention to attendance, and it helps us track student attendance to make sure students are in school and we're sending those letters to parents and letting them know that we are watching, and we're going to make sure we get those kids in the seats in the classrooms every day. Nothing new there. just keep scrolling through. Preparing for this year, it's time again to start the process, and going to the next slide, you'll see that this week we are having our first meeting, and the agenda and schedule of events for each meeting is listed there. It's in your handout as well. Our second meeting is March 15th, which is the meeting where we develop the survey that we send out to all of our stakeholders, parents, students, community members, and ask for their feedback about what we're doing really well with the funds that have been already allocated, and if there are any glaring omissions and things we should add for the following year. And then on May 10th, we'll come back together as a group and share the results of that survey and look to what items are there that we may want to add. The committee will make a recommendation to me, and I will bring that forward to you based on funding that we are projecting for next year. This is the lineup of folks that will be represented for that particular committee. We have two that we're still waiting for final confirmation on, but they will be sending representatives to be there. The proposed timeline, it's hard to believe that we're here already, but before you know it, it'll be the 10th of May when they'll finalize their recommendations to me. By the 18th, we'll have the first draft of the 18-19 LCAP on the webpage. Folks can then respond to it, and I need to give them a written response to their concerns or their questions, and I must say we've not had a lot of those in the past year, so that's a pretty short turnaround time for me. And then we'll present the final draft to the board for a public hearing on the 19th of June, and on the 26th we will approve both the LCAP and the budget for the 18-19 school year, and then we'll start this all over again July 1. Moving on.
That's it.
So that's an update. You'll see there weren't a lot of items added. We've maintained programs and positions. I think we're doing really well with what we've implemented and not overwhelmed schools and brought in a lot of new programs. There's a lot of new curriculum that's out there. Tonight, Lenny Tate is not here because they are now looking at social studies materials. We've done language arts. We've done math. Well, we've done math a couple of times, but now we're moving on to social studies. So it's an ongoing process that's, I think, benefiting along with our PLC program that we're bringing in. So with that, you have an update. Any questions based on the LCAP you've seen tonight for me? It's not new. I know you've all looked at it many, many times. So if you think of something later, you know where to find me. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Todd. Next, we have the approval of minutes. Minutes from the regular board meeting of January 23, 2018. If there's no corrections, I would entertain a motion.
Move to approve the minutes of 123-17.
Motion by Mr. Crawford.
I'll second that.
Second by Mr. Allison. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. It's six yes. The consent agenda. The board is requested to approve the consent agenda items under the Superintendent Educational Services, Purchasing Department, Personnel Services, and Business Services. Is there any items that would like to be pulled from the consent agenda? If there's no items pulled, I'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve by Mr. Fleury. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Davis. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Six yes. Moving on to new business. Board of Trustees. Number one, vote for CSBA Delegate Assembly, Subregion C-4-C. The purpose of the agenda item is to allow the board to nominate a representative for the CSBA Delegate Subregion 4-C for a two-year term. Currently we have Mr. Fleury has been our representative for the past 8 years, I believe it is.
8 years.
It looks as though the board has the opportunity to vote for the CSBA delegate from your subregion 4-C. The board has three options: to vote for the nominated candidate, Mr. Jim Fleury, vote for a write-in candidate, or not submit a ballot. So,
I move to vote for Jim Fleury.
Motion to move to vote for Mr. Fleury.
I'll second that.
We have a second by Mr. Allison.
Yes.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Six yes. I thought I hit the gavel.
Sorry, Jim.
Maybe he didn't want to do it.
God.
Hey.
You woke us up.
Business services, number one. We have resolution 2017-18/12, amended joint powers agreement and bylaws for the Northern California School Insurance Group. Do we have anyone to speak to that?
This is just a song. Okay. This is the fallout from the meeting in December where all the members of the NCSIG board, of which we are a member, I'm the representative for that, there are some modifications required to their bylaws, all done by vote. This is the consolidated product, and so it would be for the board to approve those recommendations and those decisions made by the NCSIG board.
Is there any questions? We'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve by Mr. Crawford. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Scott. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Six yes. Buildings and Grounds Department, number one. Project authorization number 80 with Rainforth
Grau,
thank you. Architects Incorporate for the Ag Mechanic Shop modernization at Marysville High School. Anyone to speak on that?
Sure. This is really exciting. I wish Siobhan were still here. Between Ms. Larson and Ms. Matthews, had this vision to change that just dilapidated and unused old auto shop and turn it into this Ag Mech program. And so through the heavy lifting of Travis, we went from having this vision now to turning this into a legitimate project. We're getting some help with some CTE money. We suspect it'll take about half of the final cost. So the next step in this process will be to get it out to an architect, RGA, as we've submitted. They will come back with plans. We'll take that out to bid and hopefully get this project moving. So we're really excited, and I'm grateful for the efforts of those three.
And we're not really modifying the building, we're just modifying the inside.
It would be modifying the inside is the plan. There's going to be some structural requirements. I suspect it's a really old building. As soon as you touch it, you have DSA requirements, you have access or ADA requirements. So there may be some modifications, but mostly it should be inside. The footprint, we don't expect to change, no.
The one question was this $105,000 it's buying something. Is that a part of that $150,000 or is that in addition?
The $150,000 is for their services, presuming that we go all the way through to completion. So the first bit will be drawing them up, and then once they draw up the plans, then they are part of the whole process of you go out to bid. If there's any questions, technical questions, the architect has to answer those. On site, as the builder has questions, they stumble upon things, there's a modification. The architect takes you all the way through from design through final sign off. And so that $150,000 would be if they went, presuming they go through the entire process. If it ended short, if the board changed their mind and elected to not accept any bids, for example, then that would be less.
I guess I'm not following, but turn to page 75, if you have it. And there's an item at the very bottom page that says Phase 1 Equipment Purchase Budget $105,000. And what the question is that a part of the $150,000? Is it included or is this on top of?
This is included.
So the $105,000 is for the actual equipment, so that $105,000 is going to be the addition of the $150,000 for design and the carry through the entire project.
So it is on top of it.
Right. So the $150,000 is separate than the $105,000.
Okay. All right. That was just okay. Thank you.
So Travis, it looks like a portion of it is still, or Mike, sorry, both of you. It looks as though a portion of it is still going to be designed for storage. Is it storage for the ag mechanics program, or is it district storage, or what is the storage portion of it?
I think it's go ahead, you want to?
What's remaining over there now, they have a side portion that they're using for, I believe, FFA on that side, and we're going to leave that untouched as the site has delegated that as a storage area for whatever extra needs they have. So what you're seeing is that excluded storage area. If you see, there's a whole other drop-down almost garage door over there. That's going to be untouched. So they're just identifying, saying, hey, up to that storage area, we're leaving that alone as requested.
So is that still a portion of the old dilapidated auto shop that I spent many hours in, so be careful.
Working on a 1930.
Right, so up to the wall that was built, it looks like from what we looked through design, it looks like there was a wall at some point built to kind of already separate that area where there's a door. So they're just leaving that whole entire section alone. There's really nothing behind there. There's no lifts or anything. It just really is just a storage for old desks and ag equipment and football pads.
Okay. Thank you very much, Travis. Thank you, Mike. Is there any other question? Or? If not, we'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Motion to approve. Is
motion
there a second?
Approve, excuse me.
By Mr. Crawford, excuse me. Is second by Mr. Fleury. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
That's six yes. Mr. Fleury has a closing to close the meeting.
I'll get it right one of these days. Was a district employee, was employed at, was a resource officer out at the now closed Delicious School. He volunteered at Marysville High School as a football coach for, I think, 3 years. Then after he retired from the probation office, he took over and helped at the Joshua House, which works with drug addicts and helps them get their back on track. And he worked that right up there until his death last week. So we're going to close.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you very much, Mr. Fleury. Meeting adjourned.